So she said, I call my Baptist preacher, my senior pastor, and ask him to come to my house. And said he did. I told him, I said, sir, I have found a promise in God's Word I've never heard taught in our Baptist church. But said it's in my Bible. So I want to ask the elders and deacons of this church to stand on James 5, 14, 15, and 16 and anoint me with oil and pray the prayer of faith for me so I can get well. He said, we don't do that in this church. We don't believe that. And they would not do that for her. And he was a senior pastor of that Baptist church. It's written in God's Word, and he refused to do it. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. If it's written, and there's two kinds of people. There's wise people that listen to the Word and believe it. Then there's unwise people, foolish people, that'll listen and see it and will not stand on it as God said. That's what happens. Isn't that right? Yeah, look what he said. He says, now, like a person who built a house on sand. In other words, if you're the foolish one, you know, what if we'd have come up here and we'd have just had all this sand and dirt and everything we put up here? We'd have just kind of set a concrete block over yonder on that corner, one over here, and I'd have set these big beams on that and screwed them into a little old piece of concrete that was sitting on a piece of sand. Hey, I don't know about you, but I ain't coming inside this building. Because I know what's going to happen when the wind hits that, don't you? You know what's going to happen to this thing? It's going to collapse. I'm an engineer. I am not going to build something that's not going to stand. But it says, when the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against that house. Now then, which one of these houses has got the winds and the rain and the torrents and all the stuff? Both of them. Don't make no difference what you're founded on. You're going to have these trials and tests of life. He says, now, if you're foolish, you'll listen to his words and you won't obey them. You will not believe him. Like a person who builds a house on the sand. That's you. You're a foolish person. You hear God make that promise like that girl. I read in his word where he promised to heal me. I want to do that. And nobody would do it for her. The girl died. She'd graduated from Baptist Seminary and she'd even written a book. She sent me a copy of her book and everything. But the girl died. When the rains and floods come, and the rains and floods will come, I don't care where you build your house, you can't get nowhere. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just go off to a place somewhere where the weather was beautiful and perfect, you know, and it didn't hardly ever, I mean, just rain a little light mist, just enough to make the crops grow, and then they would rain lightly and the crops would be wonderful and no flooding, running water, and you've had a bountiful crop of fruit or vegetables or whatever in your garden all the time, and there was never any high winds, you didn't have to worry about that, no real bad lightning to burn, everything was perfect. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a place like that? But there ain't no place like that on this earth. It ain't here. So the rains and the floods will come and the winds will beat against that house. It will fall with a mighty crash. Can you imagine the mighty crash that falls when the structure within a building collapses? We saw this in its greatest power just a few years ago on 9/11. We saw two of the biggest buildings in the world when their infrastructure was imploded from within with special high explosives on every floor. Every floor of those buildings that was imploded, and those buildings fell in less than 15 seconds to the ground, totally crumpled, because somebody destroyed the structure on every level. Those buildings didn't fall because they were hit by an airplane. Those buildings could have been hit by two airplanes and the building still stood. Yeah, there'd have been a few floors burned out, but they would have not fell. Those buildings were imploded from within by somebody that really knew what they were doing. The other day when we were up north, I talked to a man that said just a few weeks before those buildings fell, they were finished, every floor of both buildings was shut down, floor at a time, and they installed high-speed internet on every floor, one floor at a time in both buildings. Yeah, they installed high-speed internet, all right. They installed powerful explosives on every beam in every floor of those two buildings. And then when somebody sitting somewhere decided it was time, they pushed a button and those buildings imploded and fell with those high-powered explosives. And that same man told me that 2 weeks after, when they were cleaning up the buildings, there was still molten steel down in the bottoms under all that, where it was covered and couldn't solidify. 2 weeks later, you talk about some explosives. Hey, what a deal. What a deal. When your structure falls, even if you build it on solid steel and concrete, and if that solid steel and concrete goes away, what happens to the building? It falls. Now then, that's one good thing about you and I. Who is our rock? And the Lord Jesus Christ. And He cannot be destroyed. He cannot be. So you stand on His ground, on Him, and base your life on Him, and I guarantee your house will never crash. Now, He calls you either foolish or wise. Which one are you going to be? Amen. I'm going to be one of those wise people. What do I got to do to be wise? Read His Word. And do what to His Word? Obey it. Obey it. In other words, that means I just can't go out and do what I want to do. I got to do what He said, right? Is that right? Okay. Now then, let's see in verses, in chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. Let's see what happens through faith as you believe. Now, all this is right in line. He's telling you what to do. Now then, when Jesus arrived in Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with Him. Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed and racked with pain. Okay, next two verses. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Did Jesus say, I ain't going to heal him? Nope, not going to do it. Did He say that? No, He said, I will come and heal him. Does He have love and compassion for us? He does have. Then the officer said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. If you will just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. Now let's look at the next couple of verses. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this or that, they do it. Now, did this man see in Jesus a spiritual authority? Yes, he did. He saw a spiritual authority in the Lord, and he moved it over into the physical realm, that he knew that he was a man under authority, and he knew that when he spoke to that man, that soldier, you go do this. There was no room for him to say. In fact, Ernest, was you in the service?
Yes, sir.
You, okay. If you were like me, when I was in the service, when the TI, he said, Airman, go do this. And I said, do what? He said, don't ask me no questions. Get down there and give me 10 push-ups. And I said, do what? He said, 20.
He never said no.
No. I mean, yeah, you learned. You, did you go there a time or two, too?
Right.
Yeah, it don't take long, does it? It don't take long when that guy speaks. You just do something. I mean, yeah. You jump. You do something. I mean, one day they told us, come to the PT field at 5 o'clock and don't bring anything in your fatigues. No, nothing. No billfolds, no change, no pencils, no nothing. Come in your fatigues. I run down to the chow hall that afternoon and stayed a little longer than I thought. And I looked at my watch and I thought, oh, my land, 5 minutes till 5. I just barely got time to run to that PT field. And I had a little bit of change that I bought some candy or something with while I was down to BX. And I started running, and I heard that chain. And I thought, oh, my gosh, maybe he won't hear that. I should have took that chain out and thrown it away, what I should have done. But I was too tight. I wouldn't part with my few pennies. I haven't changed much over the years. My wife says, oh, guarantee. I got out there, I got way back on the back. Way back yonder. It's about 50, 60 guys at least. And we're doing side straddle hops, you know, man. We're doing them side straddle hops, you know, man. You're out there doing this. And I hear that change jingling. Oh, Lord. He starts walking back through us. I thought, oh, Lord, please don't let that guy come back here. He walks right up to me and stands right in front of me. He said, Airman, you got change in your pocket? I'm never miss a beat. I said, yes, sir. What'd you bring it out here for? I said, sir, I forgot to take it out. He said, okay. That's a good excuse. He said, when everybody else quits doing side straddle up, you just keep doing them until I tell you to stop. Everybody did everything and everybody went home. And I'm still standing out there doing side straddle hops. My feet are killing me. He comes out there and he says, you're a whole lot tougher than I thought you was. He said, you're dismissed. Go to the house. Go to the barracks. I walked to the barracks, walked over and took off my shoes, and on the balls of my feet I had two blisters that big around. Oh, that hurt. Oh, that hurt. And every day when he said, fall out, you don't limp or nothing. I mean, you got to act in faith. I mean, real faith. Just like this guy here. Because I was hurting. I mean to tell you, I was hurting. But this guy here, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed. And he turned to the crowd and said, I tell you the truth. I haven't seen faith like this in all the land of Israel. What's Jesus looking for? Faith. And look what he says in the next couple of verses. And I tell you this, that many Gentiles, this is a whole lot clearer in the NLT than it is in the King James. But I tell you this, that many Gentiles, that you and me, will come from all over the world and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But many Israelites, those for whom the kingdom was prepared, will be cast into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.